Blog Talk Radio.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt, he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. Yes, it's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you.
Oh. Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoices though heaven had lost.
Just the road we are free of the end. That's when death was arrested in my life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful song, Death Was Arrested. And guys, I just want to say happy Easter to all my friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you. You know, I got to tell you that, you know, Friday was dark, man. It was such a dark day for me. I was so going through whatever it was that I was going through. My emotions was just so messed up because all I could think about was an innocent man was murdered, was crucified, and all he wanted to do was to love them and teach us how to love each other and how we could make it back home to our Creator. I mean, you know, and take on our sins and bless us right where we are, and for to for him to have died the way that he died for us. It was just so wrong and so uncomfortable as I think about it. And I, like, you know, when I shared that with my friends, they were like, but you know the story, but you know the whole story. But I just said, yes, I do know the whole story, but I'm not forgetting what they did to him. I can't forget that. And it hurts me. It just makes me crazy. I'm just so sad. It's like I'm just tore up behind it. And then yesterday, Saturday, you know, like I was like, okay, he's in the grave. He's in the grave. And I'm just thinking, okay, it's over. The punishment is over. He's done. He's good. And so I started feeling better. But then today, when I got the chance to play for him, and we recognized that he rose from the dead, and death was arrested, Jesus is alive and well. I mean, it completely changed my whole perspective today, and I was just so grateful that I have such an amazing Savior, and I love the fact that he loves me. And I'm so grateful for him. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you so much for dying on the cross. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your grace. Thank you so much for caring enough to come after your lost sheep. We appreciate you, and we're grateful for you, and we honor you, and we are so happy that you are a king. Thank you for being our King, and thank you for blessing us right where we are. We love you, Jesus. Well, guys, I just want to, you know, just play a few songs. We, you know, I have friends and family that's coming, and I just want to share, you know, I want to fellowship with them, but at the same time, I have to do this with you. This is my time fellowshipping with you guys and stuff, so. You know, just lean in and just be grateful that we have such an amazing King that just that will do anything for us, you know, because he loves us so much. And we're so lucky. We do not deserve this. We do not deserve the kind of love that our Savior has given us. So we just need to be grateful. Just be grateful and say, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for loving me and taking care of me. Thank you for carrying me when I couldn't even walk. Thank you so much for redirecting me and sending your Holy Spirit here to bless me. Because I there's many times I was going to go in the wrong direction, but my spirit or your spirit inside of me redirected me. And I'm so grateful. Thank you for living inside of us and just doing what you do. We are so fortunate and honored. And yes, we love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you so much. So guys, I'm going to play a few more songs and stuff. And, you know, I it's not as long, it's only 45 minutes show, but I just wanted to just spend this time with you. And because I love you, I love my friends. You guys are amazing. All right, so let's just enjoy some of God's music and love on each other and be blessed by each other. Okay? Here we go. There we go. Let's go. Let's go.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
I'm already loved. lift your voice and sing tonight. Worthy is, we've come to worship you, Jesus. No other reason than to lift your name on high. Oh, worthy, worthy. Oh, worthy, worthy. Worthy is your name, oh, Jesus. You deserve praise. So be it so, sit now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be it so, as your glory fills this room tonight. You alone, you alone.
Where And every beat of my heart keeps reminding me I see you in every little thing all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in
everything, difficult times, good times, bad times, fun times, you know, it's a reason for everything. There's no such thing as coincidences when it comes down to Jesus. Everything happens for a reason. God makes everything happen for a reason. And we are like, whoa, where is God? What happened? Why has God let this happen? Well, God told us that there will be consequences to our actions. The sons will, the fathers will pass down their sins to their sons. So it's just, and as the world goes on, it just gets crazier and crazier, and all this dirty stuff is supposed to happen because that's who we are. That's exactly what men are. And so that's why we have the basic instructions before leaving Earth, which is the Bible telling us, you know, basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's the Bible. It's telling us what we need to do to survive, you know, for our spirit to survive in this mess to get back to its creator. And so, and so with our soul, you know, and so we need to pay attention. These things are going to happen. God warned us. He's not playing. He's not playing with us. He's not writing a fun book. He's writing a book for us to survive. The Bible is the most amazing book ever. And it's all because someone cares about you. And it's like, this is not about how great he is. This is about him caring about you, how much you mean to him. And he wants to get you back home. He wants you to come back home. He created you, right? And he wants you to be able to be with him wherever he is. And so, guys, you know, that's my king. That's all I got to say. And that's why I wrote this song. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
top of my head. They're gonna know I love you from the tip of my soul to the top of my head. They're gonna know I'm yours from the tip of my soul to the top of my head. From my soul to the top of my head.
Yeah, Christ, the hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Found our joy. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. We found our joy. Joy of loving you.
Much for tuning in today. Have a blessed Easter with your friends and family and church and whatever it is, however you're going to celebrate it. And it was nice hanging out with you guys for 45 minutes. I feel so blessed and honored. Good night and God bless you. Take care and we'll see you next time on Soul Out Records.
bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.